With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Fun Guys Downtown has been raided again. Windsor police raided the psilocybin dispensary on Olette Avenue around 4 yesterday afternoon, taking one person into custody, a 19-year-old working behind the counter. They also seized almost $42,000 worth of magic mushroom products. This is the fourth time the dispensary has been raided by police. In search warrants conducted last July, August, and December, police seized over $100,000 worth of product. The junior hockey community is mourning the sudden death of a former Blenheim Blades player. 22-year-old Craig Spence died in a two-vehicle crash on the 401 yesterday afternoon. It happened in the eastbound lanes near Colonel Talbot Road near London. A fundraiser has been set up to help pay for his funeral, and the link is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. A Windsor man badly hurt in a hit-and-run accident in Cambodia remains in intensive care at a hospital in Thailand. Chai Suk suffered a brain hemorrhage back on April 2nd. His daughter, Shanthorn Suk, will fly to Thailand on Friday to be by his side.
I'm unable to talk to the doctors. I'm only able to get a recording. Unfortunately, it's also in a foreign country that speaks Thailand, and my mom is Cambodian. So we're not able to get a proper translator to properly make updates in terms of how he's doing.
So far, a GoFundMe campaign has raised almost $43,000 to cover medical costs and a repatriation flight home. Do you remember that gold heist at Pearson International Airport last year? Well, Peel Regional Police have arrested multiple suspects. 6,600 gold bars worth over $20 million was taken from an Air Canada hangar. Global News says 19 charges have been laid and police have issued 3 Canada-wide arrest warrants. Get ready to pay a lot more at the gas pumps. Canadians for Affordable Energy President Dan McTagg expects prices to climb to levels we haven't seen in 2 years. He told CTV News prices will jump 14 cents a liter overnight in Ontario and Quebec. McTagg says it's the switch to summer blend that's driving the prices up. It's more costly to produce. And the town of LaSalle marks a significant milestone. It's the town's centennial, sort of. The town hasn't existed consistently for a century, but it was back on this day 100 years ago it was incorporated in an act of Parliament. The town went bankrupt in 1959 and was amalgamated back into Sandwich West Township. 7 years later, the city of Windsor annexed part of it. Sandwich West then became a town in 1991 and was renamed LaSalle.
From the 50s, we all still said we're from LaSalle, right? So it was bound to happen. It was almost like a no-brainer, if you will, that we would pick LaSalle, because that's where everybody said they were from.
LaSalle Police Senior Constable Terry Seguin has done extensive research on the town and the police service's history. Another afternoon matchup at Comerica Park for the Tigers and the Rangers. The Jays host the Yankees again tonight, and the Leafs are in Tampa Bay to play the Lightning. Might get a thunderstorm later on this afternoon. Rain is on the way, windy 21 today. More rain tonight, down to 11, and sun and cloud, windy tomorrow and 17. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.